Current, we are on Simon Chaf, the end of Simon Chaf Vav. So he's saying that we were created with deficiencies in order that we should have what to be misakin. And here, there's one here. In order to in order that there should be what to be misakin. And now he's bavarning that why did Hashem create us with deficiencies if Hashem is really perfect? So, someone that's perfect doesn't create things with deficiencies. So till then he was saying it's the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem wanted to create this way. Right. But now it's on page Ches in this print. Now Zok there like this. V'kan nechlalis yidia acheres. The name Shaddai is based on what Hashem told the world die. Why does Hashem say the world die? The world was expanding. Hashem yelled at the world and said, "Stop!" And this is the important line here. Hashem could have created more species. Instead of 1,000 species of fish, there could have been more, whatever, however many thousand species of fish. And there could have been bigger animals. And if you would have made the world according to the quality that would be appropriate to the creator, it would be endless, just like he's endless. Aval, that's the line to focus on. He created it according to what the creations can benefit from, not what the creator should do. So Hashem, as the Boirei, tchunas would be to build something perfect. But since he's creating it for the people, and the people need there to be a deficiency, therefore he created it according to what they need. So not just the Ratzon Hashem was to create a deficiency. Once Hashem created people with deficiencies, the world had to match that type of creation. He held back from his yecholus, that it should not be poyel according to Hashem's qualities, and it should come out a world which is appropriate to the creatures, to the nivraim. That's the word, the nivraim. Okay.
What does it mean to imperfect world? I thought the creatures, it's us, are imperfect. I thought
Right, so he's
it
saying,
was just
therefore, the
said that
world has deficiencies because it needs to be matim for the nevron.
like there's bad in the world, there's ra in the world. Like, what does it mean there's deficiencies in the world? Like, I have deficiencies that I have a Yetzer Hara.
Right, so there's things that the world is lacking. The world's lacking a clarity of Hashem's Shechina in the world. It's all darkness. You don't see Hashem's presence in the world. That's all because we have to bring it out. It's just for us that we need it that way, right? If you have the guy that's the best architect in the world, and you go there, and there's a code of steps. Steps have to be, I think, like 15 inches wide.
For every
Whatever, there's a code, 15 inches wide, and then what, 6 inches tall or whatever. Half an almond by half an almond, according to the modern, but fine. So over here they made us redo the front because it was half short. And the day of the Chanukah police department came, and no, it was half an short. Couldn't find the tile anyway because it was whatever. Anyway, so now you go to a place, you go into a place, and you look at it, like the architect. This guy's never made a mistake in his life. He has every calculation down pat. What's with these steps? They're like long and like very shallow and like long. Wait. So then you find out, yeah, it's for people that it's a home for people with handicapped legs. They can't put their feet on steps that big. So then he invited, he made a calculation what they need. I don't know if that's good muscle, but it's good enough.
So the name Shaggy,
Not
what
PMG
would
firing level, but
it?
the
So the name Shaggy means that he made it himself. creating the world.
Huh?
Well, so the name Shaka that he brings, it means that he limited, he put a limit on himself,
Yes, yeah.
how much he manifests, or the creation itself.
Whatever was created is, well, he's putting it into this concept that he hid himself in the Bria because of that. Now, Amar HaNeshama, Kol Zeh Mukhrach Vaday, so I get it, he says, Kimin HaEmuna Hu She'Elokai Yisbarach Shema Hu Kol Yochol, I understand Hashem's perfect, and obviously the world's not perfect, so obviously it's because he had a cheshbon. Chol Ma She'anu Royim, She'Nivra Mimena B'Shir Miyuchon HaMugbal, Lo Yeh Lefi Erekach HaSashom, it's not because he couldn't make it perfect, but because it's good for us. I understand everything you're saying. However, it's up there, it works hopefully. Amar HaSeichel, Nigdor HaKlal HaZeh, Achar Neilech Ala HaKdom HaCheres Ikris. Like we said, we take one step forward and two steps backwards. So I want to flesh out this concept and then go backwards again. Ha'elokai Yisbarach Shemai Mona Kaviyachol Es Atzmai Pirish Shemona Es Yecholtoi Bibroi Nivra Shelo Lazo Yisosom Kifi Koichoi Elo Lefi Mashi Yirtze V'kibin Bayim. Hashem's purpose in creation is a very specific purpose, and everything's created klapi that purpose, with having in mind its position in that purpose. Ubrom chaserim, and Hashem created the nevroim deficient. Kedei sheyashlimu heim es atzmam, so that they should perfect themselves. V'yashlimusam scharam b'schus mashi tarchu lasigam. Remember that was the way way beginning where he said it's scharam and schusam. Kol zeh rak b'rtzoisoy lehetiv hatova shleima. Okay. So again, I don't know what he's adding here. I'm not so sure. But he seems to basically giving the Hagdama one more time. He has it here. This is all these things is written by Abraham Friedlander. So he says this paragraph is a sikum. Okay. This is what we have so far. Shem's Ratzon Lehetiv, he made us have a job in this world, not just. This world is not the world of reaping benefit. This world is the Olam HaMaisa. Amar Neshama Ata Neshama Akdama Azayis. What's the... Okay, I need one more Akdama. Let's go. What's the next Akdama? So, Amar Asecham. Anu Tzichim L'Havin Ata Mehecha Nimtza Koyach Ba'adam Lahashlum Chesher Naisav Kivin Shnivra Chaser. If a person was created with deficiencies, now you expect me to fix my problem. And the whole purpose of creation is for me to fix my own problem. But if I'm deficient, how do I fix my problem? I can't fix my problem because where do I get the koyach to fix my problem from? So, he adds on, like, where do you even have the musig of what your problem is and how to fix it? And those, did Hashem even, with the Nevi'im, everyone has a Navi, this is your problem, this is how to fix it. So, it's one thing, right? It's one thing if you're put in a maze, they turn on the light, you have 5 minutes to look around, then they turn off the light and you got to get out. Right? So, you had time, you were exposed to the whole picture, and now you have to build it back up from memory. But what happens if they put you in the room with the light off in the first place? Go figure it out. How am I supposed to figure out? What skill should I have that would allow me to figure it out? Bishlama, I was there with the light on. So now what skill? Okay, so you have memory. You have some chachma. You saw a little bit. So you can start piecing it together. But we were put in this world in the darkness. So no Navi. No one told us what to do. So we're supposed to figure it out ourselves. So me'ayin, mehicha nimtza koyach ba'adam lahashlam chasun ha'isav, kivin shenivr chaser. Amnam, hine anachnu nechlasam atam b'yam gadol urachav yedai me'oid. I just opened up a Pandora's box. Ki atzois g'doylois, v'ravois yitztarchu lanu, koydim shenavu lahashlam zineni. So you got to remember, someone remember please, this question. So the way the sefer works is there's a question, then they're going to give six agdamas. Then we're going to, okay, now I can answer the question. We're not going to remember what the question was. So we're going to remember what we're trying to get back to. So the first you said is that there's chesaron in the world, and the reason why there's chesaron in the world, and that we're put in to make the shleimus. Okay. Now he is asking a new question. How are we supposed to know what we're supposed to do and where do we get the koyches to do it. In order to fix this problem, you got to go slow. Because we're going to do this with midah of chokhmah. Chokhmah is mechayev, step by step. Liknois yediyos zuach hazu, at shebesayif hakoyel yetzi la'or inyan echot shalim. Okay? The way chokhmah works is putting together all the pieces of information. So we got to go slow, and especially the Ramchal. The Ramchal, everything was very, very organized. And all the svarim that he wrote were very, very organized. Everything is based on the thing before. So the neshama says back, fine. David v'rachal, say there anochem, do what you want, speak in order. V'ani enini makshaves, and I'm listening. Okay. Omer haseichel, there's a neshama, there's a kedama here. Rishayna. Number one, tzarech shetedi. You have to understand. She'av apisha amarnu kvar. She'rotza ha'odin baruch hu. Losis hasaga. That Hashem wants us to have a saga in his shlemus. Hashem wants us to understand his perfection, because that's how we'll get hana. Vaday u'shalaya haratzam bazel losis lahem asaga mikol shle musoi. Asher in lo soif shir v'tachas klal. As much as Hashem wants us to understand, we have to realize that there's going to be so much more that we're never going to understand. El adar abarak k'tzei katan mimenu. Even what he's hiding and he wants us to reveal is only a little bit. And that's where they are going to have a tainug, which means a pleasure. It's not possible for an olul v'nivra, for something which is a cause, it's not the effect, it's the effect. It's not the cause. It comes from something else. We cannot fully understand. And he says, so number one, whatever we're trying to reveal is not the full picture of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What we're trying to get at even our goal is only a minimal amount. So that's the first thing we have to understand, that our goal over here is to be megala, a minimal amount of Shechina in the Bria, and with that we should be, that's what we should understand. Okay, now, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, we'll be in a way, but now it looks like he's opening up the main Yisod where the Sefer goes from here. Which the way he has the section is called Gilo Yichud Hashem. That's really where the Sefer goes from here. So Mishum Thursday. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.